Hi, I'm Bob Cooperville, and I would like to say thanks for listening to this program, and thanks so much for your trust in us. You have my promise. Your confidence in us is something that we'll never take for granted. Now, I know that you're anxious to get started, but before we do, there are a couple of things that I'd love to be able to mention. First of all, I'd like to say congratulations on your decision to invest in this particular program. The fact that you did tells me that you're ready to take your recruiting skills to the next level, and I am sold on the fact that you're going to love how this particular program is going to help you do just that. What you're about to hear is a segment from our full-length Find and Hire the Superstars audio program. Of course, it was recorded live during a seminar that I presented in San Diego, California, and the segment that you're about to hear addresses a procedure that I created years ago that helped me connect with the superstars. And I have to tell you, I still use this very same procedure to this day. And I'll make you a guarantee. If you use this procedure in your business, then you're going to absolutely love the results that you see. Because before you can hire the superstars, the very first thing that you'll need to do is connect with them. Now, I know that you're anxious to get started, so let's do this. Let's listen to Connecting with the Superstars, an excerpt from Find and Hire the Superstars. Keep an open mind. I know that the fact that you're here tells me that you do have an open mind. You wouldn't be here if you weren't that kind of a personality. All that I'm saying is that before you jump to any disagreement with what we're about to cover, don't jump to that point. Just let it bounce around a little bit, all right? What you need to do is you need to develop what I call the short list of stars. Service managers, service writers, technicians, you need to have that list of people that have skill. I didn't say attitude, aptitude, and ethic. If they have that, then that's terrific. But I'm talking about what the industry says, this guy, this guy, this gal, this guy, this guy, this gal, this gal, these are producers. These are the kind of people that more than likely may very well fit the profile of your company. When you have that shortlist, get their home phone numbers. Don't tell me that you can't. Tell me that you choose not to and I'll believe you. Don't tell me you can't get their home phone number. I know that you can. You ask enough people and you'll get the phone numbers that you're looking for. Then what I'm going to ask that you do is in the evening, never during the day, and never at work because it's wrong, in the evening, call them at home. And a phone call would go much like this. Ring, ring, with Keith here, who is, let's say, a service advisor. A killer service advisor in San Diego on the other side of town that made it onto that short list of stars. Ring, ring.
Hello?
Keith, please.
This is Keith.
Keith, Bob Cooper calling from Elite Auto Repair here in San Diego. Do you have just a moment?
Yeah, Bob, what can I do for you?
Keith, out of curiosity, have you ever heard of our company?
No, I can't say that I have.
Well, I'm pleased to tell you we've been serving Rancho Santa Fe area for the past 8 years. We're AAA approved and we have some really remarkable people working with us. But you know, Keith, that's not the reason that I called you. The reason that I called is it seems like no matter where I go in San Diego, no matter who I talk to, every time we start talking about service managers or service advisors, the name Keith keeps popping up as being a star. And I said, you know, I gotta stop what I'm doing tonight and I gotta give you a call and let you know you must be doing a remarkable job in this industry.
Bob, who's telling you all that trash about me?
Oh my gosh, you gotta be kidding, Keith. I've heard this from Scott Burgess. Do you know Scott that works
you know
with
Scott?
Valvoline Oil?
Oh man, I've known Scott for years. You know Scott,
oh,
huh?
You gotta be kidding. He and I go way back. I've
Is
known
that
him
right?
since he first came to San Diego about 12 years ago.
Oh my gosh, I used to play softball with him.
You're kidding.
Yeah, no.
Oh, you're kidding. You know, not only that, but it's funny that you mentioned that. Your name popped up the other day with Rich Larson as well.
Oh my gosh, you know Rich?
He and I go back probably 8 years now.
Wow. Small world, yeah. Isn't it?
What's going on? Building rapport. We're building relationships. Now, some of you are probably thinking at this point in the back of your mind that what I'm in the process of doing is stealing an employee. For the purposes of our dialogue here, Keith works for Halsey, who has a very well-ran, independent facility on the other side of San Diego. And many of you have probably been led to believe over the years, this phone call that you hear, this process that I'm going through, is wrong. First of all, it's not only not wrong, but it's very right.
Let me tell you why. What I'm going to do is I'm going to break some old tradition. I'm going to get you to rethink how we think about dealing with people. Number one, anybody that ever wants to challenge me and tell me that I'm stealing employees, they better come and stand right in front of me and look in my eyes. Because first of all, I can't steal anybody from anybody. This is the United States of America. And people are not chattel. The point is this. In 1863, we abolished slavery. We did. So rule number one is when you challenge people and say you're stealing an employee, you have to think through that process. You don't own people. No one owns people. Keith, I got a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
You work with Halsey down the street. Can I steal you?
No.
Does he own you?
No.
Can I force you to leave him?
No.
So rule number one that goes out the window is saying that you're stealing employees. No, I'm not. You know what I'm doing? I'm doing exactly what my mother would tell me to do. I'm treating him the way I would want to be treated. You know what I'm doing? I'm giving him an opportunity to get ahead in his life. Nothing wrong with that. Everything's right with that. That's all that I'm doing. I'm not causing him to leave him. If he's happy there, he should stay there. If he can get the opportunities he's looking for with him, then God bless you, stay there and work with him. On the other hand, I could offer you a better opportunity. Would you want to learn about it?
Of course I would.
Thank you. If your mother was here today, Keith, and if I ask her if I could give her son a better opportunity, do you think your mom would want me to tell you about it?
Yeah, I think she would.
So it looks like I think it's okay. It looks like you think it's okay. My mom thinks it's okay. Your mom thinks it's okay. It looks like there's only one person that has a problem with it. And who is that?
Well, probably two people, Halsey and Halsey's mom.
So they seem to have a problem with it. Is that what you're telling me?
Yes.
So the present employer is the guy that's going to fold his arms and say, you're stealing people. No, I'm not. And I'll look in that employer's eyes and I'll say, I'm not taking your people away from you. You're losing them. It's no different than a relationship with a male and a female. It's absolutely no different. And I challenge guys on this all of the time. I'll always look at a guy and say, you know what? There's not a guy on this planet that could take the lady in your life away from you. What'll happen is you'll lose her. You'll give her away. You won't do the things that you need to be doing to continue to earn a relationship that you have with her. It's no different between these two. You need more proof? I can tell you it's probably 6-7 years ago, doing the same seminar, the same exact seminar, longer than that, probably 8 or 9 years ago, the same seminar. Two young brothers that I know to this day intimately well, remarkable people. One of them called me up a month later. Hey, Bob, you'll never believe it. It worked. What's that, Danny? What worked? I did exactly what you told me to do. I identified a star. Super, Danny. What happened? I hired him. Wonderful. Where'd you find this guy at? You'll never believe it. Right on the other side of the I-5, the other side of the freeway. Hey, man, that's great news. Well, not great news. What do you mean, not great news? Well, he worked for my father-in-law. You think I'm teasing you? All right, so then here comes the rest of the story. Now 3-4 years go by, and I'm doing this seminar again up in Orange County at this time, and there was probably 100 people in the audience. We get right to this point in the seminar, and a guy stands up in the middle of the audience, and he takes his finger and points it at me, and he says, you're the guy that taught my son-in-law. This was Danny's father-in-law, and I never knew it. You're the guy that taught my son-in-law how to take my employees from me. And when he said that, you could hear a pin drop in that auditorium. You could hear a pin drop. And I stood there and I looked right in his eyes. I thought, if you want to challenge me on this point, this is the right place to do it. Because we got a room with a lot of people in here. And there's a good message that either you or I are going to send to all these guys and gals. Well, you know what I'm talking about, right? Because everybody sat in that room and they thought, where's this going to go? And you know what that guy said? That guy made my point for me. Because he looked in my eyes, and I'm going to tell you the rest of what he said. You're the guy that taught my son-in-law how to take all of my employees. And you know, you'll never believe how upset I was when that happened. But you know what? After a while, I figured it out. My son-in-law did nothing wrong. I was the guy that failed with my employees. Shame on me, not shame on him. So I want to say thank you for helping me wake up and learn what I need to do to keep my employees happy in working with me. End of story. So, anything wrong with calling him? Absolutely not. Everything right with calling him? Absolutely true. So what I'm asking you to do is get that short list and call these guys. Don't lie to them. Tell them the truth. If they're stars, tell them the truth. It's no different to those of you guys that are single, those of you guys that are married, and when you were courting gals in your life. You can't argue with me. When you first picked up that phone and called up that gal that you wanted to go out with, you know what that phone call was like. You cannot, well, maybe in some states you can, but certainly, I'm looking at you, Ty, from the great state of Texas. In some states, you might be able to look at a gal that you've never met before in your life and say, honey, I'd love to marry you. But you know what? In a real world, on a serious side, that doesn't work. You have to go through a courtship process, don't you? It's no different with people when it comes to the world of employment. You have to go through a courtship process. So what I'm doing is no different than calling the gal. When you first pick up the phone to call the gal, your heart's beating 1,000 miles an hour, and you're scared to death that she's going to say no. It's no different with him. I'm calling this guy out of the blue. And yeah, it's a courtship process. Now I'm going to pick back up on the phone with him, all right? Can we pick back up, Keith?
Yeah, before you do, I think it's important to really hit that point that this is no different than dating. I kid you not, it is no different than dating. If you take people out to dinner and you seem desperate to hire them, it's not going to work. You cannot seem desperate. It has to seem like you don't need anybody right now. And that's really the ideal. You should not need anybody right now. You need to be very calm, very relaxed. You can't take people out with I've talked to some shop owners who said, well, I did what you said. I take them out to dinner, but I can't get them to go any further past that. And the reason why is they're rushing the process. It's like going out on the first date and then asking the gal to marry you. Of course that's not going to work. You know, and you can't make it sound like the reason you want to ask him on a first date is so that you can marry him. You can't do that. It has to be very low-key, I've heard some wonderful things about you, and I'd love to meet you kind of thing. And it needs to be very low-key, very much like that. Let them get used to you. Let you get used to them. It really needs to be that kind of a slow process. If you do it like that, you'll be surprised how powerful it is. But if you try to rush the process, you try to make too much of a commitment too soon, and it just isn't going to work.
What if Halsey's shop is one of your better customers?
I'll fill in some more blanks for you. I'll answer that question. I'll fill in some more blanks for you. Let me tell you who I will not recruit people from. I will not recruit people from businesses, whereas I know the business owner can offer the same and does offer the same opportunities that I offer. That's called taking people sideways. I have no interest in doing that. If I know that Halsey runs a first-class operation, if Halsey offers Keith all of the opportunities that I would offer him, then I have no interest in calling him. To take it a step further, I've had people when I was in your industry that would approach us looking for opportunities. And we would find out that they're working, let's say with Halsey as an example. We would not only not hire them, but we would do everything in our power to encourage them to go back to Halsey and fix what's broken. Well, because that's treating people the way I would want to be treated. It's treating you the way you would want to be treated. It's doing the right things for the right reasons. So I hope that answers your question. The first thing that we're doing is we're asking ourselves, what can we offer him in a very genuine way that he presently isn't receiving? Hope that answered the question. So let's pick up, and I'm glad you asked that, Jeff. That's a great question. Let's pick back up with the role play. This is what you need to do. And I've done this 1,000 times probably, these kind of phone calls. Well, Keith, I got to tell you, I heard so many wonderful things about you. It seems like no matter where I go, again, I was talking to Jeff just this morning about you and Scott. And, you know, I'd love to have the opportunity of meeting the man behind this reputation. I mean, the reputation just seems to go on forever. How would you feel about joining me for dinner some night? I'd love to be able to meet you.
Well, I don't know, Bob. I don't know if I can live up to all these expectations these guys have been talking about me. But, I'm always looking forward to meeting people. I'll join you for dinner.
Well, look, there's a lot of great restaurants here in San Diego, and I know some are close to you. There's Vigalucci's, a great Italian restaurant over there. couple good steakhouses. Anything in particular that you'd like?
No, Vigalucci sounds fine.
Super. Well, look, I can make myself available next Thursday or, as a matter of fact, next Tuesday. Would one of those two nights work better for you than the others?
Well, I can't do it next Tuesday, Bob, because I got to take my son to Boy Scouts and I got to drop my daughter off at church. But next Thursday would work better.
Well, how about 7 o'clock, 8? What's better for you?
You know, 7 o'clock would work better for me, Bob.
So it's 7 o'clock on Thursday at Vigalucci's then. Is that the plan?
That's the plan.
Super. Well, look, Keith, I look forward to finally meeting the man behind the reputation. You know, I'll when I get off the phone with you, just as an FYI, I'll go ahead and make reservations for the two of us so we're able to get a table. And then I'll just look forward to meeting you at the restaurant. When you come in, all that you'll need to do is ask them where Cooper is, Bob Cooper, and I'll make sure that I have our table. And
oh, yeah. I know the restaurant well. My wife and I go there all the time.
Well, I look forward to seeing you, Keith. Thanks for taking the call.
All right, Bob.
Yeah, good night.
Bye.
Now we have a date set. And my heart's going like this. I'm going, I've never done anything like this before in my life. I've never in my life called up a guy out of the blue and invited him out to dinner as a way of recruiting stars. And I call the restaurant and I make the reservation at Vigalucci's. And I'm sitting there. And here comes Keith into the restaurant.
Hi, Bob Cooper.
Pleased to meet you, the man behind the reputation, huh?
Yeah, I don't know about that, but that's me.
You said you've been to this restaurant before, huh?
Oh, yeah. I come here all the time with my wife, my son, my daughter. We have a good time here. It's a nice place.
Boy, great restaurant,
it
huh?
It is. Yeah, we try to come here once every week and have like a little family dinner here.
Do you really?
Yeah, we enjoy it.
Well, my gosh. Well, thanks for joining me.
Yeah, well, you're welcome.
Look, have a seat, Keith.
All right.
Have a seat.
Sure. Yeah, thanks for meeting me here on tonight. Tuesday night just didn't work. That's when, you know, my son Kevin has Boy Scouts, and my daughter Samantha has a little church choir thing she's working on, the church we go to. So,
how many kids do you have?
Yeah, the two. Yeah.
Oh, you're a blessed guy, huh?
Yeah, I am.
Now, how about brothers and sisters? You have any brothers or sisters here?
Yeah, I do. I got two brothers, matter of fact.
Where do they live?
Yeah, they both live up in Corona, not that far. That's where I was born and raised, but I decided to come down here to beautiful San Diego. I liked it a lot better.
You're one of the few native Californians, then, huh?
Yeah, that's me, yeah.
Now, your mom and dad, are they natives of California?
Yeah, They, matter of fact, they retired, moved a little further south from Corona. They live in Temecula, so not that far away.
You got to be kidding.
Nope.
Now, right about now, in this point in the conversation, a gal or a guy will normally come up to you and ask you if you'd like to start off with something from the bar or an appetizer. Do me a big favor. Please, this is an important point. Gesture towards your guest. Let him order first. I don't know what he's going to order. He might order a pitcher of Budweiser. He might order a margarita. He might order an iced tea, a soft drink. I have no idea. I can tell you if he orders a pitcher of Budweiser, he might be an alcoholic. But you know what? He's honest. I can tell you that when he places the order for whatever he would like to drink, and then you follow with your order, always order an appetizer plate. Never do what I'm asking you to do at lunch. You cannot effectively ever build relationships with anybody at lunch. All that they'll be doing is watching their watch and thinking about the day. What Keith doesn't understand at this point, he has an idea, but what he clearly doesn't understand, he probably thinks in the back of his mind that we're going to talk about business. We're not. I don't care about discussing business with him tonight. And I can tell you from firsthand experience, and you'll find that this is true, you can tell a lot more about a person during a one-hour dinner than you can a three-day interview. You can. If he doesn't say please and thank you to the server, he'll never say it to your customers or to your coworkers. So what I'm interested in is attitude, how he looks at life, the kind of person he is. Don't forget, this is a man that's a service advisor. If he can't impress me, if he doesn't have this talent to smile and be courteous and enjoy people, then I'll never be able to give him the skill that he needs to reach those goals. And that's why I found that when you sit down at a dinner table with people, you can learn all about them. there are a lot of laws that dictate what you can ask and can ask during an interview. I hope that you understand that when you're out having dinner with somebody, there's no law on this planet that says what he can say. There's a difference in asking and telling. If I talk to him about his family, he starts talking. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Now let me ask all of you this question before we go any further. Sort of like a little test here, I guess. What do we already know about him? Somebody raise their hand. Ed, your hand went up.
He goes to church.
He goes to church. Great comment. What else did we learn about him? Great comment. John?
Involved
in his kids' life. Great comment. What else did we learn about him?
Sons and Scouts.
Prior to that, was he punctual or not? Did he show up at, dinner was at 7, did he get there at 5 till or a quarter after?
So we could tell at this point, tell me if you disagree, we could tell about his phone personality because we called him at home, right? We could tell as to whether or not he's punctual. We could tell about first impressions. How is he dressed when he comes to the dinner? How well prepared is he? Does he smile? How does he greet other people? We could talk about his interpersonal skills with other people. We could tell the fact that he has a religious background. We could tell the fact that he believes in the Scouts because his kids are involved in the Scouts. What else can we tell about him? What else have you learned about him?
He's got family that live close by.
He's got family close by. So, Tim, that means what? He has roots here. So odds are he's going to be here for a while. So my point is do you realize none of you, with all due respect to you, none of you could do an 8-hour interview and find out those points about him? Do you realize that? You could find out whether or not he's in this business because he wants to be or because he has to be. So let's pick back up, all right? And let's go right back into the role play. Watch how easy. And some people say this looks difficult. It's not difficult. All that you need to do is treat him like a neighbor, not as a workmate. So how long have you lived here in San Diego, did you say?
Well, I've lived in San Diego since 92.
You're kidding.
No, moved down here. I born and raised up in Corona. When I came down here and visited a couple times, I said, dang, how come I'm not living down here? So I moved down here.
Boy, so you must have seen the changes, huh?
Oh, I've seen a lot of changes, yeah.
You gotta be kidding. Yeah. And both your brothers now, they live here too, or no?
They're still up in Corona.
Are they really?
Yep.
Now, do you guys get together for the holidays?
Oh, yeah. Once a year, we get together in Temecula at the parents' house.
Boy, that has to be super, huh?
Oh, yeah.
That has
to be a
lot of fun, huh?
Get all the kids together, all my nephews, nieces, absolutely.
Now,
it's
did you go to school up in Corona?
Yes, I did. Went to Corona High School, graduated 83.
Oh, he just told me how old he was, didn't he? Oh, you're kidding. So he went to Corona High. What did you do after that?
After that, I decided I'd go to community college and focus in on business. Not sure what I wanted to do. But I always liked tinkering around with cars, you know? And at the community college, there was a service station right across the street, and I used to go hang out there with the owner after school and talk to him a little bit about cars. And next thing I know, I was sweeping the floors there.
You're kidding.
Next thing I know, I was doing some oil changes there.
Oh, you're kidding.
Yeah, and liked it more and more and more. And he thought I had some good people skills, so he promoted me, made me the manager.
Oh, my gosh. What a story.
Yeah, that was my first shot. I was with him for 5 years, and then fortunately he had some medical issues, so he sold the business. And at that time, I decided I wanted to move to San Diego, so I moved to San Diego, and that's where I hooked up with Halsey Frazier, and I've been with Halsey ever since.
Now, what do your brothers do, if I could ask?
Well, I got one brother. He's an accountant. Went to school, likes numbers, likes number crunching. And my other brother's a truck driver, believe it or not. That's quite a difference, isn't it? One of us is an accountant, one of us is a truck driver. Yeah, but he just always loved trucks. Ever since he was little, that was his thing. Trucks.
Do you follow sports by chance?
Yeah, I do, as a matter of fact.
How about our Chargers, huh? What do you think? Huh?
Yeah, not bad. We'll see. A lot of ways to go yet, but we'll see.
Yeah. Do you play sports?
Yeah, I do, as a matter of fact, yeah.
What do you play?
Yeah, I like to play golf. Golf
do you,
is
really?
Fun, yeah. Softball. I told you I used to play softball with Scott. You know, we play softball. I haven't played softball in a while, though. The team broke up. We were having a good team, but it just got hard. Guys moving and getting married, and just it was too difficult to keep the
team
together.
I'm going to put him on hold for a moment. What have you learned about him? He's physically fit. What else have you learned about him?
It sounds like he's very stable.
Outgoing. Stable, outgoing.
Rooted in the community. From the bottom.
Rooted in the community. What else?
Well, like John said,
he'll
sweep the floors.
Yeah, yeah. Good comments. What else have you learned about him?
As a competitive sense.
Yeah, you're okay. So let's go a little bit further with your comment. Rich is saying that he has a competitive component in him with the sports. Did you pick up on the kind of sports that he plays?
Discipline.
In addition to discipline, what were the two sports that he plays? And what's the primary difference between those two other than the size of the ball? What's the primary difference in the two?
Social.
Golf is what?
Social.
Beyond that, what else is it? One's an individual sport, competitive sport, and what's the other? A team sport. So clearly this guy has sent a message to me that he has the capability and the background of being a team player. And that's important too in a world of business, right? So I'm not saying if a guy or a gal doesn't play a team sport that we need to discount them. What I am saying is, look what we're learning about this guy. And throughout this course of the dinner, by the time it's over, we already know that he's got the skill. I want to be clear. The industry's told us that. All that I'm looking for are these flags as to whether or not he's got the kind of attitude, aptitude, and ethic that I'm looking for. And if he does have those kind of characteristics about him, the kind of person that you would want to live next door to, I think is the best way of saying it, then you need to say to yourself, much like with the gal speaking to you guys, boy, this gal's a great gal. This is a gal that I'd like to go out on another date with. That's what you need to do. You need to either at the end of the date make a decision. All we're doing is talking about life. We're talking about politics, sports, and everything to learn about him, his personality. Then at the end of the date, you need to make a decision as to whether or not you want to go out on a second date. If he's not the right guy for whatever reason, he's still a contact in the industry, isn't he? So if he's not the right guy, then all that you need to do is end it like this. Well, Keith, I'm so glad that I had the chance to meet you. I'm really, really impressed. I heard a lot of remarkable things about you, and you're certainly a blessing to the industry.
Yeah, well, thanks for dinner. Thanks for letting me come out here.
Well, you know, we have a great business, too, much like what you guys have with the company that you're working with. And if there's ever anything that we could do to help you out, I mean, if you got a customer stuck on our side of the town or anything we could help you out with, a technical issue that you're bumping up against, feel free to give me a call.
Okay.
Love to be able to help you out.
Terrific.
All that I want to do now is not hire him. I just want to have him as a contact in the industry. Well, because he's not my service advisor doesn't mean that he doesn't know gifted technicians that he can help me identify and bring aboard. It doesn't mean that he can't just be another resource for me. I'll tell you what's going to go through your mind at this point, and I'm a guy that's been down this road before with people. What's going to go through your mind is this is a person that seems to care about me and my reputation in the industry. And you know, as long as I've worked for other people in the auto repair industry, nobody has ever had the thoughtfulness to take me out to dinner, let me know that I'm a star. And his head is going to be so big by the time dinner is over. And I'm not saying this in a lighthearted way. I want to be very genuine with all of you. His head is going to be so big after dinner, he's just going to be on cloud nine. And I'm not inflating his ego or his mind here for the purposes of getting him to come and work with me. What I'm doing is telling him the truth. And there's nothing wrong with being truthful with people. So what I need to do now is I need to get to the next step. This is a man that's never seen our facility. He doesn't know anything about Elite Auto Repair on the other side of town. He doesn't know any of the people that work with us either. I need to get him there. Now the question is, how do I do that? I don't want to talk to him about an interview because, oh, that's going too fast. Are y'all with me? He's working with Halsey and he may very well be relatively pleased there. So I need to get him further into the sales environment, as we can call it. And the way you do it is just like this. Dinner is over, and then you wrap it up with something like this, Ty. Well, Keith, I'm really pleased that you're able to join me for dinner tonight. You really are a remarkable person.
Well, thanks, Bob. Thanks for dinner.
Everything that I heard from Scott and John and the rest of the guys was right in the middle of the bullseye. You know, one of the things that that would really be super, and I'm going to cross my fingers behind my back, and I'm going to hope that you say yes to this. I would like to believe that we run a great company, not a good company, at Elite Auto Repair. And I would be honored, not just impressed, but honored, if you'd drop by some evening just to do a walkthrough after work. Because somebody with your experience in the business and reputation that you have, I am absolutely dead certain you could see some things in our shop that we might be able to do a little bit differently to improve. I got my fingers crossed behind my back. How about it?
Well,
how about sometime next week, maybe?
Well, I can't make any promises. I can find anything you can do differently, but I'll come by and take a look and see if I can point anything out. Sure.
Sometime next week?
Yeah, Thursday would be good.
Thursday night?
Same time, 7.
I look forward to seeing you then.
Okay.
Super. Well, I'll walk out to your car with you.
All right.
And I'll walk out to his car. Now, I know that this might be an exaggeration, but it's true. Pay very close attention to their automobile. Cars are reflections of people. You be your own decision. You make your own decisions, I should say. But I'm telling you, cars are reflections of people. If the car's a mess, their workplace is going to be a mess. Now, you might say, well, Bob, I got this one great technician that produces, but his car is a roach and the guy never takes care of it. Well, I bet you his workplace is too. So the fact of the matter is, cars are reflections of people. Walk him out to his automobile. Shake his hand. Remind him that you'll see him Tuesday night. Make sure that he knows how to find your facility. Now Keith comes into my facility, and you know darn well I'm going to make a point to have some of my key people there, don't you? Huh? Right? Huh? And why would we do that? Why would I want my existing service manager with me, or why would I want a couple of our technicians with us?
Get their opinion of Keith, and then also to let Keith see the caliber of people that you have there.
Wow, right? So now Keith comes in, and he's impressed, and he walks through the facility, and he goes, wow, I'm impressed. And I introduce him to a couple guys. Y'all with me on this? And then you bet I'm going to give him the opportunity to spend a moment with you, Jeff. You know I'm going to do that. I'm going to have Scott's going to come up to me and say, hey, Bob, do you have a moment? Can I just get you to sign off on these checks for these? Keith, you have just a moment? I'll be right back with you. And then I'm going to leave you with Jeff. And then Jeff is going to spend a couple minutes with you learning where you're working. And he's going to quickly tell you that, man, he's been working at Elite Auto Repair for the past 8 years and really pleased and has a great environment and all those kind of good things. So you're going to become our songbird for us. And then take him on a tour of the facility. Walk him through. Let him tell you what he feels you could do differently with your company. And then at the end, when everything is finished, and back to Ty's point, when everything is finished, then what you need to do is what we'll call pop the question at that point. And the way you do it is you now are going from the courtship into what we'll call where are we going to go from here point. And the way you do it is just like this. Well, Keith, thanks so much for coming by tonight.
Well, you're welcome, Bob. Nice facility. I'm impressed.
Well, thanks for your kind words. We've worked really hard at building this company, and pleased to say we have a lot of really remarkable people working with us.
Yeah, I can tell.
Keith, one of the things that you know that we're always doing is we always have our eye open for stars. We're always looking for people of your caliber. Would you like to learn a little bit more about our company and the direction of our company, where we're going to go, and some of the opportunities that we make available?
Yeah, I'm always interested in opportunities.
I'm asking him, right? I'm not saying, do you want a job? Do you understand what I'm saying? I'm choosing my words. I'm saying, would you like to learn a little bit more about our company and opportunities that we make available? I'm not saying there's an opening. I'm not going to go anywhere near that. Or that I want you to come and work with me. I'm just saying, would you like to know this? At this point, I've already been out to dinner with him. At this point, he's already looked at my facility. At this point, he's already met some of my key people. At this point, he's already had a week between or 2 weeks between to ask questions about our company and come to some of his own conclusions. And if he says, yeah, I'd like to learn more, then sit down with him. Offer him a soft drink. Sit down with him in your office and tell him about your company and your goals of your company, where you're going to go, and give him an overview, no details, an overview of your compensation incentive program that we covered earlier. Give him an overview of it. And then ask him the next question that's a logical question. Does this sound like something you'd be interested in exploring a little bit further? And if he says yes, then set up a date when you could get together and fact find from one another about what he's looking for in a business like yours and what you're looking for in someone like him. Really that simple. And you know what? I can also tell you this from firsthand experience. If for whatever reason it doesn't work out, it just isn't right timing or whatever, doesn't matter. You now have another friend in the industry. You have another contact. When you're looking for technicians, when you're looking for service writers, I'll pick up the phone and call him. Ed?
Going back, you said you have to order an appetizer. You were trying to say something.
Oh, I recommend that you always order an appetizer plate, because the message that I want to send to Keith, thanks for asking the question, the message that I like to send to Keith or anybody in that kind of an environment is that we're going to be here for a while. Relax. It's no big rush. I want to let him know that it's not, here's a menu, let's order, let's eat, and let's get out of here. Relax. I've also found, Ed, and again, to your question, I've also found the more you talk about their family and sports or things that they do that are entertaining to them, the more you talk about their social side of their life, the more they'll open up. And that's exactly what I want him to do. I want him to do 90% of the talking, I'll do 10.
If they order alcohol, do you follow suit or?
Personally, I just need to have all of my few brain cells that I have left with me and not have them inebriated. So I'd be the wrong guy to follow suit. So, well, but the point is that he needs to feel comfortable. I want to be clear with all of you. And the more he talks about his family and social or political issues, the more you're learning more about him.
Hi, this is Bob again. I hope that you enjoyed what you just heard, and I hope that it met with your expectation. What you just heard is actually a small segment from another one of our audio programs titled Find and Hire, the Superstars. So if you like what you just heard, and I'm hoping that you did, then you owe it to yourself to download the entire course. It comes with a full 4 hours of content, employment applications, interview questionnaires, employee review guides, and a course workbook too. And you also have my promise. This program is loaded with information that's going to help you take your recruiting skills right to the top. The bottom line is this. It's going to help you find and hire the superstars. So if you don't already own this program, then now will be a great time to go to the site and download this powerful course. By the way, when you're on our site, you'll find that we have more employee management solutions and hiring solutions all designed specifically for the automotive professional than any other company on this entire planet, guaranteed. Now, if you're looking for help with marketing, with sales, or if you're just looking to build a more profitable, successful business, well, I have even more great news for you. I do. You see, we can help you with all of those as well. To learn more about our industry-leading products and services in both English and Spanish, all that you'll need to do is visit our website at www.eliteworldwidestore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, you have my promise. You'll be thrilled that you did. This is Bob Cooper of Elite, and I would like to say from the bottom of my heart, thanks again for listening, and thanks so much for your trust in us.
This entire audio program, as well as all the associated materials, are protected under both U.S. and international law. It is illegal to copy this program, in whole or in part, to electronically transmit it to a third party, or to use it for any commercial purpose outside of its intended use without the expressed written permission of Elite Worldwide. To learn more about Elite and the terms and conditions of the use of this product, please visit our website at www.eliteworldwidestore.com.